Hello and welcome to Campus Connection, KOSU's weekly visit with the president of Oklahoma State University, Burns Hargis. And Burns, welcome back. Start of a new school year, an exciting time. I hope you had a good summer.
Sure did. I hope you did too, Kelly, and all of our listeners. Things are buzzing on campus with all these new students, I'll tell you.
Before we get to that first week of school, Burns, how was your summer?
Well, we actually visited universities in Turkey that we have relationships with and tried to visit a couple that we don't, that are large. And, you know, it's very interesting. That's a very progressive country, and these universities, the big ones, teach totally in English, which is pretty interesting and is great for our students. So we hope to establish stronger relationships, more exchange of student and faculty, and just keep developing the relationships.
And speaking of OSU students, Burns, there are more students on campus this fall.
You know, this is the largest freshman class since 1982. It's 3,400 on the in Stillwater. Excuse me, I'm stumbling there. It's so big. Which is, I think our graduate students are up 14% and our undergraduates are up 10%. System-wide, it's 35,000, the largest ever. I think, especially with the undergraduates, I think it's really, they see the value of a higher education degree and the value of an Oklahoma State degree. And with graduate students, that tends to be driven by the economy. So I want to congratulate Kyle Ray and our whole admission and enrollment staff for the great job they've been doing.
Well, Burns, if you could describe this freshman class for me.
Well, it's one of the best. Actually, it may be the best ever academically. The average ACT score is above 25, which is an all-time high for OSU. We have about 450 joining our OSU Honors College. They come from 44 states, I think 30 countries. More diverse than last year, 22% minority students. And once again, for the second year in a row, we have more four-point students than any public university in the state.
Well, Burns, OSU had something new this year to welcome that freshman class and all the other students as part of Welcome Week. There was a new student convocation at Gallagher-Iba Arena on Friday night. What message did you have for the students?
Well, you're right. That was our first ever convocation, and it was just wonderful. I think over 2,500 new freshmen attended the convocation along with their parents in many cases. We had over 100 faculty there, which I thought was great. And basically, it was a ceremony to mark the commencement of their academic career. And as I told them, you're the class of 2014, Mark, May 10th, 2014. As the day you receive your Oklahoma State diploma. But we just gave them a little friendly advice and wished them well, and I think it was a great kickoff.
And with all the activities going on campus this week, there is some news about OSU's standing in the rankings, if you will. Most recently, the U.S. News and World Report rankings shows OSU doing quite well.
Well, that's exactly right. OSU is now a Tier 1 school in the U.S. News rankings, which is great. I think they have us listed at 132 of the top national universities. But, you know, we were also named one of America's top best buys by Forbes magazine, a best in the West ranking by Princeton Review, and a best value by Kiplinger. So I think it's what we've been saying. This is a great degree for a great value, and it's a great asset to the state of Oklahoma.
And finally tonight, Burns, it's Lights on Stillwater. KOSU will have a booth, so we hope we see you and Ann there.
Well, you know, service is taken very seriously at OSU. We, as a land-grant school, giving back is central to our mission, and this is a great event to show opportunities to give back.
Burns Hargis is the president of Oklahoma State University.